we got to tour, someone's got to tour today, so it answered a lot of questions. And it gave us the first hand insight into how things were progressing, which very well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Saturday is a possibility? A Saturday. Beautiful.
At this time, we're going to move to Dr. Goggin with the superintendent's report.
Feeling a lot more comfortable in my regular chair, I have to be honest. Yeah.
You're taller than me again.
That one I had, I know, it was a bit of an issue. So this was a fun start to our board meeting. Thank you to Hilliard students and staff for presenting about learning spaces. Congratulations again to our students recognized by National Merit, and also Matthew for being recognized for his music talents. Thank you to our principals for the work that they do, and also for everyone, not just this video, but for everybody who took the time to recognize our principals. We greatly appreciate that. Another thing I just wanted to point out, because I know that this fall got started rolling with my assistant, Dana Hoffman, and she hates the fact that I'm talking about her, so I'll do it more. And but I think that just makes me think about when we look at appreciation, it's having, we have a very talented professional assistant staff, and it goes from our secretaries to our assistants to everybody that we have. And just this past week, Dana Hoffman, Evelyn Urban, Dana from my office, Evelyn Urban from Westlake High School, and also Lisa Zook, who works with Dave Kosovar, they attended a workshop in Cincinnati. And I had the opportunity this morning to sit down and talk about it a little bit with Dana and Lisa. And it was just so impressive on just hearing everything they got from it and everything that they're bringing back. It's exactly what you want to hear when you send people out. And I know that we take time and recognize our principals, our teachers, and a lot of people inside this school district, but I just want to take a moment and recognize our support staff, because they're just so wonderful and professional, and we thank you. So thank you, Dana, and everybody. I'm just going to point out one agenda item, and then you can ask me questions as we go through. This is in the winter supplemental recommendation. Just last month, we approved bowling as a varsity sport. Mr. Button and Mr. Epley are going to work together to coach this team. I know in the video, Matthew mentioned the bowling team. One of the things I want to point out, one of the great things about being a part of the Westlake school system is that there are opportunities for everyone. I know when my daughter transferred over, it was kind of funny. She came home and said, you know, we have to buy a hammock. And I said, why? She said, I want to join the hammock club. I didn't know that existed. There you go.
It's so, a verb. And we go hammocking now.
Yeah, I think it was just formed. And,
did you know
and
that?
She did, ended up it not is. Doing it, but I just thought it was kind of neat that, you know, there are so many opportunities, and we have added varsity bowling. We added girls lacrosse last year, and we really tried to support hockey more as well, because that was a club mm-hmm. team that's really trying to keep it moving as well. So that's just a really neat thing. And so you will see on the agenda tonight, we do have those two gentlemen being recommended for those supplementals, but I didn't want to get lost in the shuffle. I would also like to, while I'm giving out my thank yous, commend Mrs. Bale, Mr. Wilson, and the staff and students who assisted with National Honor Society this past week. Another thing that was mentioned, the hard part about it is it happens in the morning, and you have a really tight window because school's about to start and people have to go to work and there's a lot going on, and they do a really nice job with a really tight schedule. It doesn't feel rushed. It's very professional, very respectful in every type of way. And it's really nice to just sit there and be able to watch the students who were honored the previous year, as well as those coming in and their families being able to enjoy a morning together. I'll give you a side story to it. I thought it was kind of neat. Was as I was walking out, I was talking to a family, and They shared with me, they said it just struck, you know, the father had graduated from Westlake High School, and the wife said, you know, it struck us while we were sitting there that he was inducted into the same chapter as the National Honor Society as our daughter, and how cool it is that they get to share that. So it's a really nice experience, so congratulations to all who were inducted, and it's just a really nice week this week. So just wanted to point that out, and I'll leave the agenda items to go through. Thank you.
Thank you. On to the treasurer's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Really quickly here, I will just point out a couple things. We did have our Finance Committee meeting last week, and I've prepared the quarter one report. It is here in Board Docs for the public to see. We'll also get it up on our website. In an ideal situation here, we're right where we want to be for this year. We're at around 23% on our expenditures for the first quarter. You know, and we're going to see, we're high in some areas. It's not too concerning at this point, especially when we look at like benefits, as we have some changes coming up that will be implemented in January. So we're really right where we want to be, and I feel pretty comfortable where we are with our financials. If I can move into the five recommendations that I have here for the board. The first one, and I won't go into detail tonight, and the reason for that is we did spend our work session going into great depth on our five-year forecast. And that audio is available if anyone would like to listen to it. I certainly won't lie and say it's the most riveting conversation ever, but it gives us some good detail about where we are with the district. I will just, you know, say as a reminder, you know, the forecast is put up, and I want to put two disclaimers for the board, okay? One is I generally try to be pretty conservative on our planning going out on the forecast. The forecast is truly just a guess, okay? So it does show some pretty large numbers in the negative in 2023, okay? But we are conservative in that. I believe that will come down quite a bit by the time we get there. But for the public, for the board here, unless the state changes something with the funding that Westlake receives, we will have to seek additional operating funds within this forecast. Mm-hmm. And we started some of those conversations about when, and gave some information to the board about what that would look like and what different millage rates would look like and when in our work session. But we need to keep it on our radar. It's going to happen. We want to make sure that we're talking about it so that it doesn't surprise anybody in the public. One of the things you'll see in our quality profile, and I think the community should be very proud of it, is we really are the lowest, we have the lowest operating taxes both in Cuyahoga County and Lorain County. And I'll put one little asterisk on it, is there's two schools in Lorain County that are lower than us, but they both have income tax. So they have both property tax and income tax. That's why their property tax is lower than ours. But other than, you know, those two, we're the lowest all the way around, all of our neighbors, everybody around us, all of Cuyahoga County, and that range, you know, is pretty significant. We're around 30 mills for operating, effective operating millage for our residents. And on the high end of that scale, you have Shaker Heights, who's I think sitting around 95 mills. So a little over three times what we charge in operating millage. So we need to have these conversations. We need to keep communication open on this. It will happen. The board will need to make a decision on when. It's not something that's obviously happening in next month's November election, or I would foresee in May by any means, but we want to start having these conversations and thinking about how this will affect us. Mm-hmm. I'll give you my little standard line. It's the five-year forecast. Is required by the state of Ohio to be approved by the Board of Education twice per year. Currently, it's in October and in May. There is a law that goes into effect November 1st that will change that to November of each year. So we'll have it shifted next year into November instead of October. But this year, until the, because the law doesn't go into place until November 1st, it is required we do it here in October. The forecast is truly just a guess. These are our best assumptions that we can make, and you really can't understand the forecast without fully reviewing our assumptions. I try to be very detailed in our assumptions, and I try to put it also in some graphical information, just trying to show where we are. A lot of the assumptions are spent on our historical data. The best way to view where we're going to be headed is look at where we've been. so we can kind of make some educated guesses on our revenue paths as well as our expenditure paths. If there's any questions about the forecast, I'm happy to go over with it. But we can also, I also have four other resolutions on the board that I'll briefly speak about here. First one is transfer funds. This is the pool that we pay the city for, a $10,000 annual payment that we pay to the city. I believe when we looked it up last year, I think it was a 25-year agreement, and we have a few more years remaining on it. But I would ask the board to move that money so that we can make that payment to the city. I have some then and nows. We've made some changes in the treasurer's office and the way I've asked our administrators to do purchase orders. It does result in some then and nows. Again, it doesn't mean that we haven't planned for these expenditures. It just means that we didn't have a PO in place. For example, with the Monarch School there, when we placed the student in the in Monarch School, we didn't have a PO in place at that time. Doesn't mean we didn't plan for it. We planned for it, and in this case, we used IDEA funds for each of those, but I would ask the board to approve those as then and nows. I also am asking the board, we had at our last work session, the board had voted to table resolution treasurer's recommendations 4D and 4E, amending the student fees and approving the pay to participate fees. The changes that I have here is, I'll first jump to the pay to participate. The pay to participate, the only changes that we've made here on pay to participate is we've removed the base standard band, choir, and orchestra from pay to participate. Just the standard band, choir, and orchestra. And the reason for that is, generally speaking, we're not allowed to charge fees, okay, or pay to participate for academic courses. And your base level band, choir, and orchestra at all three levels, I've had numerous conversations between Kathy and Alex in academics with Dr. Goggin as well. Those areas we don't feel should be pay to participate because they're an opportunity for students to take. Additionally, I'm asking the board to amend the student fees because I don't believe, and my recommendation to you, is I don't believe we should be charging a student fee for those courses either, because the fees that we have been charged in the past have not been used for workbooks or other consumables for the students, but has rather been used for like sheet music that the district owns and retains. So the changes here is really reducing the cost for the standard band, choir, and orchestra, okay? There are no other changes to pay to participate or to the academic fees that I'm asking to approve. I will say that I think it, having conversations with Dr. Goggin already, as well as some of our other administration, I think it would be wise for us to take this year and review our pay to participate. But this is basically the same fees that we had last year. No changes to that other than, like I said, the straight band, choir, and orchestra. Those are my recommendations, and I'm happy to answer any questions for you. If it's okay, we can combine all of them together, or we can do them separate.
I have one question, but it's not the fees to pay to participate. I had a parent approach me last week who lives in Bay and pays a fee for her elementary age child. I think it was $75 a year. And wondering, and this comes up every once in a while because we don't charge a fee for elementary.
So we do have some fees, and I just want to clarify here. Generally speaking, you know, fees should only be charged for consumable items of the students. You do have some school districts who have taken a more wide-angle view of that, and they will charge a standard fee, maybe $75 or $100, and they'll justify maybe $50 of it, and then they'll say, well, the rest of it is for copying costs, Kleenex, you know, different things like that, general, you know, costs in the building. We don't do that here. So the fees that we are charging in the elementary are specifically for Scholastic Magazine. You know, your child is actually walking away with that magazine. In the high school for courses, where they may have a workbook that's owned by the student and is retained by the student. So we do charge those type of fees, but you're absolutely correct. We don't charge a base level fee here of every student pays $75 or $100 per grade level.
No.
I think what I like about the approach Mr. Hopkins is talking about is it's itemized and people can actually see what they're getting. And especially when you look in the elementary school, because I do know, and I have been in a district where that statement was made, where it's like, well, we buy these workbooks and these workbooks, and it's like, well, but that adds up to $50 and you're charging me $75. Well, you use a lot of paper. And so we kind of cover our copy cost with that. I think I'm not a big fan of that answer. I like to be able to sit down with somebody and say, why are you charging me this? Because these are the things you're getting.
Well, I want to know.
I think that's the way we chose to go.
Oh, I bet you did.
We said we wanted to
every couple of years it comes up, why, you know, why doesn't Westlake charge the fees in the elementary school? Because...
Well, and again, I want to stress, if we look at the amended fees there for the board to approve, there are fees at each of the grade levels. There are fees, Scholastic Magazine, or it might be an online subscription. There are fees at each of the schools. So it's not that we're not charging, you know, no fees at all. But we want to make sure that we're justifying to our parents what those fees are for.
Mm-hmm. As a parent, I know that I've always appreciated that, you know, just knowing where that money is going.
There's a method, it's clean, you can go back to it and you can determine the answer on your own.
Yeah.
Families can. And I appreciate you reviewing that during our findings. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions for Treasurer Hopkins? Is there a motion to approve the Treasurer's recommendations 4A through 4E?
So moved. For a second.
Discussion.
So I have Mr. Finucane as the motion, Dr. Winter.
Discussion.
And I'll second it.
I'll just say again, I appreciate the time we spend in finance meetings where we have an opportunity to really pour over all of this in great detail. And you take as much time as we need, the methodology, the fact that families can really find the numbers and find the answer on their own. It's very clean, and I think it's the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Roll call.
Finucane?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lisinski?
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Now we'll move on to Dr. Goggin and Superintendent's recommendations.
These recommendations, I'm not going to go through item by item. I did talk about the fact that we are approving our supplemental contracts for the winter sports. The rest of them, I know that the directors put explanations inside their reports. If there's anything specific you have a question on, I'd be happy to answer it. But most of them are pretty standard this time of year. So if it's okay, we can bundle 5A through K, and then we can open it for discussion.
Any questions, comments for Dr. Goggin before we vote on this?
Yeah.
I see Mama Mia is coming.
Did my wife bought her tickets?
Just think about the reach to seniors, and I like that. I'm looking for Kim, but I like the new setup for inviting our senior citizens to the schools, the high school.
Did you want to mention that, Kim? What you sent out about how we're
seeing?
Yeah.
We have the play Sing On by the Westlake High School Rock Club Center. Players coming up. I think it's Thursday, November 15th.
Yeah.
Is there a motion to approve the superintendent's recommendations 5A through 5K?
So moved.
Second? Discussion?
Need a second?
Yep.
Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
At this time, we have a second hearing of the public. The public can address the board really on any issue. If you're planning on addressing the board, just raise your hand, let us know you're coming up. We know you have something to say to the board. Seeing none, we'll move on to board comments and board items. Start with board comments. Anything from the board?
It was just a lot of fun touring the construction site, and it's very exciting when you finally see the progress that's been made. So thank you for allowing us to do that.
Do we know if there's going to be intention of a new aerial drone video?
He's been doing that, I think, every other week.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. Is the new one posted? Yeah. So we do have a relatively new one posted.
I didn't know how long it was.
Yeah, September 29th, I think it was taken, so it should be soon.
Great.
Any other board comments? Move on to board items. I forgot.
We do have some second reading and vote.
Yeah, if I could just say real quick,
yeah.
I apologize on the oversight. I'm going to ask the board to do the second reading and the adoption. So we will amend it to be the second reading and adoption of board policies.
Four of the policies are through my office, 5610. 0.02, 5610.03, 5610, and 5611. We did review all of those previously and went through a description of all of them. In general, 5610 are some changes to removal, suspension, expulsion, and permit exclusion. 5610.02 is in-school discipline. 5610.03 is emergency removal. And 5611 is due process. Some of the items, just to remind you, in school discipline, one of the things that they really focused on is making sure that if you are going to do an in-school assignment, that it's supervised, you know, not just put in a room and doors closed and the kids in there. Another one is that with the other suspensions, that students can make up work. And a lot of these are from Ohio Revised Code. And also, when you look at emergency removals, it shortened the timeline to where you have to do due process the next day. And they also put some guidelines in grades PK through 3. They were very specific on what reasons you can suspend a student in preschool, kindergarten, first, second, and third grade. The majority are around school safety, student safety, if you recall that. So those were and they defined the knife as an object that could do harm. So I know that what's been interesting is that, you know, there's all these things, well, you know, is it a knife? How long does it have to be? How thick does it have to be? All of those type of things. So they went through and they specifically said something like, if it can do harm. So that's, and that kind of leaves the judgment up to us, which I like, because you can have a situation, you know, that wouldn't require, sometimes when you get too specific and strict, you tie the hands of decision makers to where they can't make a decision. And so they just made it a little bit more vague. So those were the ones that came out of my office. I do know that the next three were out of the treasurer's office.
Yep, I also have 6320, 6325, and 6423 that I'm asking the board to approve tonight. 6320 is purchasing and bidding. It's bringing our purchasing and bidding, clarifying some of the language, but also bringing it in line with the state bidding requirements. 6325 is for federal grants. The federal government changed some of the way that they do, or that their requirements for use of federal funds. They also have defined what purchases are, small purchases, micro purchases, and so on. Essentially, this allows us for purchasing up to $250,000 to not bid using federal funds. I just want to clarify again, we can bid it, but we don't have to. And typically, the way that we use federal funds, we wouldn't bid. An example would be like the board had approved the then and nows, placing a student at a specific school, okay, due to their IEP, we would not want to bid that. That's not something that we would go to the low bidder on. So this gives us the flexibility up to $250,000, but it's only for federal funds and speaking to federal funds. And then finally, 6423 is bringing in and codifying the way that we utilize credit cards in the district. There's been a move throughout the state trying to crack down on the use of credit cards. I'm more than okay with this policy as it's very much in line with what we've currently been doing. We do have credit cards available. They're in the name of the district. They live in my office. You know, they're not out and about all the time. And that just allows it in the policy to follow the procedures that we've been doing.
Is there a motion to approve 8A?
So just for the record, it'll read that resolved that the Westlake Board of Education hereby approves the second reading and adoption of the following board policies, and they're listed there for the board.
Is there a motion to approve 8A?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
To adjourn at 7:23 p.m., Lozinski?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
There's still a lot of time left at the choir concert at the high school.
Yes.